With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start in the NBA where the Timberwolves rolled a victory last night against the Bucks. Here's correspondent Chuck Friedman.
The Timberwolves easily handled the shorthanded Bucks, 129-105. Anthony Edwards had 26 points. The T-Wolves hit 21 three-pointers. The Bucks were missing Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard with injuries and others after trades were made earlier in the day. A.J. Green had a career-high 27 for the Bucks, who are 1-5 under coach Doc Rivers.
Elsewhere, it was Golden State over Indiana, 131-109. The Magic beat the Spurs, 127-111. Dallas 122, Knicks 108. It was the Bulls over Memphis, 118-110. Suns 129, Utah 115. The Nuggets beat the Lakers, 114-106. Detroit 128, Portland 122 in overtime. And the Cavaliers got the better of Brooklyn. Final there was 118-95. This is SRN Sports. In other NBA news, trading deadline yesterday, Bojan Bogdanovic left Detroit for a now even more formidable contender in New York. Gordon Hayward left Charlotte for one of the NBA's best surprise stories this season in Oklahoma City. Doug McDermott was once traded by Indiana's San Antonio. Now the Spurs have traded him back to the Pacers. None of those shooters are making playoff plans when Thursday started. They might be now. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Flyers down Winnipeg 4-1. It was the Bruins 4 and the Canucks nothing. Florida over the Capitals by a 4-2 score. Flames 5, Devils 3. Carolina beat Colorado 5-2. Islanders over Tampa Bay 6-2. It was the Golden Knights beating Arizona by a 3-2 score. NFL news, Lamar Jackson near unanimous choice for his second AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award. At the honors last night, Christian McCaffrey ran away with the AP Offensive Player of the Year prize. This is SRN Sports.